Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle. You're listening to the Big Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. First podcast of the year. We finally got it working. Here we go.
Kinda.
The Hot Take Kid, kind of. The Hot Take Kid here in beautiful downtown Catonsville, Maryland, in the Jimmy's Famous Seafood High Noon Studios, we'll call it. I got Tommy Paradise and Nikki Choke up in Connecticut. What's up, boys?
What up? Happy 2024.
Yeah.
I already wrote 2023 on my first timesheet for this year.
Oh,
and yes,
man.
Guys, I have a job where I use a paper timesheet.
I thought you were going to say on a check. I was like, why are you writing checks, dude? But that makes sense.
Paper timesheet's probably just as bad.
Yeah.
How was your new year, man? You stayed up late? You're partying all night?
I did. I stayed up till about 1:30-ish. I was ready to go to bed as soon as that ball dropped, but I had a good time. I had no plans until like 24 hours before. My wife.
Your sister wife. Yeah.
That's a slip up. Oh, my wife's cousin, who I'm friends with. I think you met him, Ben. He lives like 5 minutes away. They had like a little, like four or five couples. We all just drank and ate and had a good time. So nothing, pretty low key, but it was what I needed after a long end of the year. What about you, boys?
Wait, what did Nash do? Did you drop him off at the harbor down in downtown Baltimore and just kind of let him hang?
He was the only kid. They got like a girl who is just like a reader and like artsy, and then Nash just comes over making fart noises and wanting to watch football. They don't get along very well.
There you go.
But he figured out stuff to do. They had a switch, so that's all it took.
Tom was out partying, as usual.
Oh, yeah.
Casino.
Logan had a hockey game, and then came home, he took a shower, we ran out to some friends down the street, had some like this homemade Italian stuff from this little Italian shop down the road, and just played games till about 9:30, and then came home, and he felt, we let him sleep on the couch to see if he wanted to stay awake till midnight, and I think he passed out about 11:30. I passed out about 11.
45 is what
10:30, 11. But yeah, very low key. I'm so over the New Year's thing.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Oh, dude, if you're not out, like, whatever.
I don't even want to be out. Like,
I'm saying, getting... if you're not, so if you, you know, if you're not out, like, with other people, to scream at midnight just for 2 seconds and pretend you're excited.
I saw people like in my Facebook feed, like getting dressed up, and I'm like, why would you want to do that after this week? Like, it's the worst week to do that. None of your clothes are gonna fit. You're fat because you've been eating shit all week.
Like, a lot of salt, dude. A lot of bloat.
Yeah.
A lot of salt. Before the kid, we would just like get a bunch of sushi and watch like movies, and then the ball would drop, we'd go to bed. That was like the best. You know, I didn't have to do anything, just wear pajamas. God, I don't see it as a night to go out. And
yeah, my nights at Mohegan Sun are way behind me, where I would just every year I find something to do. We were asleep by 10 o'clock, but again, after a day of cooking Italian food all day, meatballs,
yeah,
we had like 10 chicken parm cutlets, like just
oh my god,
munch on for a couple days,
yeah.
So, yeah, and then I woke up at 2 a.m. because the dog decided to go outside and catch a squirrel to start the new year.
Oh my god,
it was
fun. I saw the Iron Claw. Did you see it yet, Nick?
I have not seen it yet, I have not seen it. But I think I know how it ends.
I was crying at the end there. My wife was making fun of me because I was like bawling at the last scene, you know. But it's a pretty good movie. What'd you think, Tom?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I thought it was really good. I think I said to you guys last week, like, let me know what you think of Flair when you see him. Phil texted me right away. Like, what are they doing?
Was that? What, like, did dude, had, young, they young, had
I don't want to spoil it for Nick.
I know, but I didn't see it. I haven't seen it, but I feel like it's the same as Young Rock. Like, they just got it's like Macho Man is one of the most iconic like wrestlers ever, and like, and everybody can do his voice except the guy they hired.
Yeah. And they had him do like a 3-minute promo. Nick.
Oh yeah.
for no reason. Like a voiceover while the intros are going on, like, you know, kind of like you can't see him, but you can, you know, other things are going on, and it's just like he's like narrating kind of. And just this awful Ric Flair impression for like 3-4 minutes straight. I'm like, you guys, and they had the exact promo. They got the promo down. So they wanted to be very authentic, but then they picked this guy who, you know, he looked like he was trying, you know.
They ruined it, because to be Oscar eligible, don't you have to have a certain amount of black actors? Just have Jay Lethal play Ric Flair.
There you
give
go.
Give the inside joke, dude. It would have killed.
And what was I gonna say? It was just weird. Like, I don't know. And it just didn't really fit the movie. It had nothing to do with the movie, so they didn't have to put it in there. But I did, like, not to give anything away, but, you know, I went with my wife, and I would say most of the people in the theater probably were not hardcore wrestling fans. But the wrestling scenes, they were like, oh, God, oh my gosh, is that, you know, they were like really, especially the beginning with the Fritz Van Erich, you know, he was like a big heel, obviously. So it was a good movie. It was well done. It was very sad. I mean, if anybody knows the story or seen the Dark Side of the Ring, you probably know it. But the acting was pretty good. Zac Efron is like 5'4", which kind of threw me off a little bit, but they made it work.
That's what they're saying. A lot of people think that was it Jeremy Allen White and Zac Efron should have played the opposing characters.
Yeah.
Like they kind of would have fit better if they did it that way. But
Yeah. Especially for the build of Zac Efron. He was fucking cock diesel in that movie, dude.
But again, if you're not a huge wrestling fan, you don't know that like Carrie is supposed to be taller than Kevin and things like that. But
everybody knows Flair, right? People know Ric Flair. Like, even my wife probably has heard Ric Flair on commercials or TV or, you know, rap videos or something. I don't know where she would have heard him, but more than like any of the Von Erichs, they're very niche, you know. So,
right.
But overall, I didn't let it just deter me from the movie. It was a really good movie, and I told my wife halfway through, I was like, I'm never gonna watch this movie again. Like, I never want to watch this again. It's like The Wrestler. You ever want to go back and watch The Wrestler again?
I watched The Wrestler recently, and I was like, it just doesn't hit. It's great. It just doesn't hit the same way as the first time.
Yeah, this one would not hit the same, and also it's like, just like, there's nothing. There's no like redeeming.
Dude, I have a tough time watching the WWE doc.
Yeah,
like the Triumph and Tragedy World Class. Like,
yeah, it was pretty sad. It's a sad story. So,
man,
but it was good. I recommend any wrestling fan see it, and non wrestling fan, because it was, you know, it's not all about wrestling. It's, you know, more about kind of family and pressure from your pops to
be. And it's okay to rank your children.
Yeah,
100%.
From the trailer, it's so funny. Yeah. Like, it can rankings can change.
Absolutely.
What else we want to talk about before we get into news? We have any thoughts on the AEW pay per view?
Come on, dude.
No.
It's hard for anybody out there listening. Like, we are not the biggest AEW fans. Like, I want to like it so much. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I wanted to believe in AEW, but it's just not consistently impressing me. And WWE, like, since Triple H started, took the book, man, took the pencil, has just been on fire. So it's sometimes it's really tough to defend AEW even to yourself. And the whole devil thing, get the fuck out of here. That's all I'm saying. Like, get the fuck out.
Answer me this, and this, you know, I really don't know. I don't watch it. Why did they end this storyline with Adam Cole being the devil? If he can't even walk to the ring, he was on crutches tonight on Dynamite. What? Why did they not just prolong this till he's healthy?
I think they prolonged it enough. I think they had to pay it off, especially, you know, going with the mystery is MJF signed or not.
Yeah, it's just not compelling when the new bad guy is like incapacitated already. He's on fucking crutches. Like, he's not intimidating anybody. He's also freaking small than Zac Efron. He's like 140 pounds. But I mean, it was pretty predictable. Like, who else would it be? If you told someone that didn't like wrestling, like, hey, these two guys are best friends, they're buddies, and, you know, they get along, and oh yeah, who else is going to be the devil? The guy that was buddies with him, it's going to turn on him. You know, it's,
let it be him.
Yeah,
let it be MJF.
Oh yeah,
you could have made so much more out of that, of him, you know, him tricking everybody and put him back into the heel role.
But then do you have him lose the title?
They got him doing now.
It seemed like people wanted to be somebody new too. Like, hey, it's going to be Ziggler. It's going to be so and so. It's like, no, it's got to be somebody that's already in the company and been there for a while. Like, all of a sudden, like everybody on the dirt sheets knows that Ziggler's, non-compete was up, but he's been, but we're supposed to believe that he's been there all this time. So, it's such a weird storyline because you have Adam Cole, who's injured and can't wrestle, is the devil, but then MJF, we don't know what's going on. He's not on the AEW website. We don't know if he re-signed. We don't know if he's hurt. He wrote that article for The Athletic right before it. So, like, it's just a weird – the whole thing's weird.
Yeah, I laughed at some of the
Go ahead.
Just some of the people that, like, super booked, they're like, they should have had the mask guys be Ali, Nick Nemeth. And it's like, yeah, let's roll out seven different debuts, like, for who's under the mask along with the devil. Oh, like, come on, guys. You know.
No thanks.
Yeah, and ending it, like, right when the guy that you're defeating is, like, an elite, like, even if he is, even if it's just a work, like, even if he's staying, like, it's just going to go colder and colder if he's not on TV for a month. You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know what they talked about tonight on Dynamite. You know, we're obviously recording, so not that I would have watched it anyway. But I think they probably did the. I agree with you, Tom. It would have been stupid to have some random, Mustafa Ali or somebody who hasn't been there. At least it makes sense storyline wise. But yeah, MJF is good as a heel. Like, now he's just cemented as a babyface now against this heel group. 100%. Like. I mean, he's good at whatever he does. I mean, he's the best thing the company has, so they can't lose him. I like the taking him off the roster page to throw some people off, but
yeah,
but nobody's checking the roster page unless you're a hardcore fan. Then, if you're a hardcore fan, you know he's not going anywhere. But it would be
that's. Cool to I see feel like show. That's always a rumor started by the company. Like, I feel like every time WWE is like,
no one else would know. Yeah,
dirt sheets, tell everybody that Phil is no longer on the alumni section. Like,
yep,
or Phil's been moved.
I don't even know what else happened.
The other thing I want to make fun of is the Eddie Kingston is like a fake Triple Crown champion now. Is that what's going on? Like, they have the ROH title, which we're supposed to believe is a big deal, with a secondary AEW title and the American version of the New Japan title. So cool.
How many titles are in AEW? That's a new title now. Because they have the international.
I believe so. Yeah.
That's Cassidy, and now they have a because I saw him with the belt. He had the ROH belt, the
TNT, Orange belt. Cassidy, Eddie Kingston, Samoa Joe.
Man,
he needs some more belts, dude, for sure.
I'm not trying to be a dickhead. I really can't make fun of it anymore. It's just so they have so many good wrestlers that they can't even, but they just let Tony Khan just do everything, and it's just not good. Yeah, and I mean, I think their numbers are dropping. Storylines are getting kind of stupid. You can't just have good matches. I mean, people are watching Raw and SmackDown for the storylines and, the people coming to the ring, the entrances, and all the gaga stuff. And they don't have that in AEW. So.
And they just had The Rock come back this week. Like, how do you compare
that? Let's transition to the dub. Early prediction, your WrestleMania 40 main event.
Really? Ooh. I think it's for that Australia show.
Do you think the Australia is going to put out the money and just have it get it done sooner?
Not for a title, but for whatever. Because you mentioned the head of the table a couple times. Like, I think it's for they'll do a match to crown who's the head of the table. I don't know. They'll throw something together, but that's a huge match. People were shitting on it. Like, I was like, what, dude? Roman versus The Rock? Christ,
it's huge. But I don't think Rock can wrestle a singles match.
It needs to be on WrestleMania, but I agree with you. I don't know if he, it's been a long time. Last thing he was in was that Eric Rowan, 30 second match.
It's almost like they need to triple threat this up with Cody to kind of so Rock doesn't have to be so on, if you will.
I like some of the interference things.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I have Solo, and then him Jay and Rock versus Solo and Jim. So I don't know.
Another thing is the size of The Rock right now. Like, he's so big. Like, he didn't wrestle that big. So he's got to be careful about that, I feel like, too. Like,
well, he's been working out with AJ and Randy, so it's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, whatever they're doing. Yeah.
Something in catering, huh?
Yeah,
but it's gonna be a big WrestleMania,
and it's the chicken and catering. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you guys think of the new setup here with the Ultimates behind me? I gotta fill the shelf in a little bit.
It looks good, and now our Patreons can see it. They could also see my dog walk into the room, there in the background. That's not a rat. That's our French bulldog slash pug that walked into the background. But yeah, if you're a Patreon and you're in the $3 and up tier, you can watch us now.
Yeah,
we have to. We've gone through the Patreon, and guys, nothing's going to change with you listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify. You're not even going to notice a difference. You're still going to be able to listen to us on the same time. We're going to record on Wednesday nights. The podcast will probably
Do our best Wednesday nights.
Yes. The podcast will drop on Fridays, probably Thursdays. If you're on the Patreon, you get a day early. But me and Tom are doing this Game of Thrones podcast. I'm doing this movie podcast where you guys will both be guests a couple times. I got some fun stuff lined up. I can't believe one of my friends has never seen The Dark Knight. I can't believe it. So I made sure she's going to be one of my guests. She's going to watch it for the first time. I got somebody who's never seen Jurassic Park. You guys have never seen, or you've never seen Goodfellas, my favorite movie of all time.
So I watched it on Tubi recently.
Tubi. Oh man, Tubi. Yeah, oh, there's my wife. Whoa, Christina, this is on a video.
Yeah. Dude, she's beelining me back up the stairs. She's beelining.
Just moon me. That's what you get for Patreon. Yeah, my wife will moon you.
Oh,
what tier should that be?
And you get it's a $3 tier, and you got to follow $3.50. Rockwell Relic.
$3.50. But yeah, we have a ton of fun stuff planned. We're gonna do some brackets, some bonus episodes, some watch-alongs. We usually post stuff in the Facebook group, which is the best part of the Patreon, is the Facebook group.
Yeah, I want to do a Royal Rumble watch along. That's what we need to do before it kicks in.
Hell yeah. Let's just pick a random number out of a hat and do it. But if we find stuff on our fig hunts, I mean, I go to Walmarts and Targets pretty often. I know you guys do too. If I'm on live and I just found somebody a Kurt Angle Ultimate today at Walmart, and I just, charge them retail plus shipping. And that's only going to be for Patreon subscribers. Even if you just pay the dollar, I don't care. Do the dollar, sign up. Really, the money, guys, is what are we going to go? It's lap dances for Tom, but mostly it's going to be giveaways for the show, equipment for the show, just stuff to basically stuff that's going to make the show better. And stuff for you guys. So it's not like we're going to get rich off of this. We just want people, if you like the show, you support us. You'll get the show notes early. You'll get all kinds of extra stuff, stickers. We're going to get some merch for the higher tiers. If you stay on it for several months, you'll get some merch sent to you. So a lot of cool stuff in the hopper, including this video. I mean, I like the Major Brothers doing this video now. You get like the week later, you're going to get this live. So you'll be able to, people will be able to chat with us, right?
Yeah, as soon as we get the ad revenue too.
Yeah.
From the YouTube channel.
Tom, people will be able to chat with us while they're watching it on StreamYard, kind of like in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
Or
yep. Okay. If they're a $10 tier, we'll send them a link. They'll be able to watch from like down below, like where you and Nick are showing up and myself. They'll be able to watch, listen live, chat with us, all that stuff. So
cool. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Correct us on the fly.
Correct us, yeah.
Yeah, well, Tommy from Lidl can sit in and just immediately feel bad. Yeah.
He's only a $1 tier. He's got to step it up if he wants to do that. So
he can do more work, yeah. All right.
Speaking of him, real quick, we got Tommy Sapienza. Let's see here.
Wait, whoa. Say it again. He, him?
No, Tommy Sapienza, Bubba Velasquez, TJ McHugh, and Travis Hotard all became Patreons this week. So thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Awesome.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Supporting us. Thank you so much. And I wanted to correct because I said his name wrong on the podcast last week. He won the giveaway for the toy drive. Michael is his last name is actually pronounced Lonserich. Lonserich. Ah. So Michael Lonserich won, not Loncaric or whatever I said last time. So he says everybody messes it up, so I didn't feel too bad, but.
Yeah, I think I read that as long carriage. Yeah.
I thought it was long carriage,
too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't wrong. Change your name, Mike. All right, let's get into some news, guys. Not a ton of news, but we got news. We got our top five independent wrestling figures of the year, 2023, obviously. I threw together some resolutions for figure resolutions for 2024 and maybe some predictions for 2024 figure wise. So let's get into it. One Man Gang showed off, I think that was today or yesterday.
From he announced it, but it got, yeah. He announced it.
Zombie Sailor. Ago, yeah. Zombie Sailor yesterday. It's going to be in the Heels and Faces line, and they are in hand. So it's not going to be a 2-year wait. And that might be one of my, I don't know if it's a prediction or a hope for 2024. It sounds like it's going to be a prediction that he's going to get stuff a lot faster, crank it out. This is cool that it's already in hand. It'll ship hopefully within, you know, 2-3 weeks and get to people. And you get that instant feedback from people. The hype doesn't die down for a year and a half. So it looks really good too.
I got one, not complaint, but wish with this one.
Okay.
It looks great. Don't get me wrong. All Zombie Sailor stuff looks amazing. But like in that picture, like that's on it, he's got the sunglasses. I kind of wish the sunglasses were either molded on or that they came in the bubble somewhere. I know Hasbro's didn't usually come with sunglasses, but I mean, and that's nitpicking. Don't get me wrong. This thing looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that though. Makes sense.
No, these things are in hand. I think I knew that these were at the warehouse already, but these will be he's going to ship these fucking fast, man. He wants these out because I think you're right. Him having them in hand and getting these out quicker.
That's I think we get more people ordering, right?
Yeah.
You could get more people like, okay, it's going to get here fast. I'll put the money down instead of waiting, you know, a year. And I'll do it now.
I knew some people that worked in the warehouse like Black Friday. They were in there Saturday.
Wow.
Starting to ship the shit. So
that's cool. That's let's go for sale January 10th on his website. Kurt Angle Micro Brawler went up for pre-order today. It's a 2-week pre-order through Pro Wrestling Tees. This is the meme, like Kurt Angle meme going around. Like it's weird that Kurt Angle has a meme in 2023 or 2024.
What is like, the root of this meme? Can somebody? I mean, I've seen the still, but is there like a whole video to it, or am I just an idiot?
Can you throw that up on the screen? The Kurt Angle meme.
Oh yeah, I can. Yeah, absolutely. It's because it's going to take me a second.
It's just like a dumbfounded face, like when something happens.
Oh, that's all. Is there wasn't like a video where he like made the face?
There must have been, but I think it wasn't like his wife was doing something. He, you know, he puts these stupid little like Instagram videos up where he's like, you know, trying to be viral and relevant. But
this is the same Kurt Angle that did our intro.
Yes, it is the same intro. Yeah, there you go. 1,000 yard stare. I wonder if it is. Oh, there you go. First link. The Kurt Angle staring meme explained.
Oh, we got there. You go.
I think he tried to do like the gym from The Office kind of like face. Yeah, we don't have time to read all that. We got a podcast. Come on, shorter articles, folks.
I was making the jokes. I wouldn't understand what I was saying, but when Ollie. My dog, who had he broke a toe or one of those nails, whatever the hell they're called, and then he caught that squirrel. I was like, "Can you believe he caught a squirrel with a broken freaking toe?" She's, of course, I'm popping, but she has no idea. And I was like, "Oh, well, see, Mr. Kurt Angle, legendary Olympic wrestler, professional wrestler."
I love you.
The whole story.
Love you. We appreciate it. Love you, Christina.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, that's I guess probably sell pretty well. It's a good like timely kind of. Meme micro brawler.
Wait, hold on. As a Kurt Angle collector, you have to tell us if you're getting that or not.
Oh, 100%, I'm getting it. Yeah.
All right.
I did sell the original Kurt Angle micro brawler. That was like a 1 of 200 or something.
Ooh. Yeah.
That. Every once in a while, the micro brawlers get me, man. Every once in a while, I'm like actually. When me and you were talking about this the other night, I was like, I went right on eBay and I looked for the Bobby Heenan one, but it's way like I should have pre-ordered it when it came up, but it's too expensive now for a micro.
Yeah, they're $20, so I mean, like, it's not much of a payout just to get it. And then if you got a, you know, I sold it for probably $300-$400. I don't remember what I sold it for, but yeah, they're cool. I mean, I like them. I got all the Macho Man's. So KWK showed off Mantar production samples.
What? Was this 6 months ago, or is he still?
Well, they look cool. They look really cool. I mean, I didn't order them.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna get them. They're not going to send them to us. Not many people bought them, probably, because it's Mantar. I mean, how many people like Mantar? But it looks cool. It has the removable, like, kind of like bull head that comes on and off. And all the money goes, I think he passed away last year, so all the money goes to his wife, so that's cool. Always like to see that. Well, it's KWK, so I don't know if all the money will go to someone. We'll see. But
some of the money will go to his wife.
Well, it will go to someone. Okay, let's say that. Yeah. The money will go to someone. We know that for a fact. Whether, you know, whether it's KWK himself.
Oh, we're going to get some DMs.
Uh-oh. No, I'm just messing, man. I'm just messing around. Yeah, these look cool. I mean, they look really good. Like for
yeah,
for
more the more definitely more heels and faces than, you know, grapplers and gimmicks style, mm-hmm. So
yep, yeah, really authentic looking. I love the headdress thing. So
actually, it almost seems like a head from grapplers and get or like a it's like a cross.
Yep,
that is a weird paint job on that left one, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. The one on the left looks like he's wearing a Borat bathing suit.
Cheeky. Yeah, what is up with that?
Very cheeky.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that, dude. Look at those heads. That bull.
Is that how big that was when he wore it?
Yes, it was. It was huge. Through the ropes. You couldn't get through the ropes with it. Why? Oh, wow. What? Who made that gimmick? What an awful gimmick.
Oh, it's cool to see it next to a Larry Zbysko. Cool.
Yeah, cool. It is.
Yeah, that gives me a lot better idea of what it of the size now.
That figure.
Just put anything Larry. by that Larry Zbysko. It looks better, you know?
Well, just even having it upright now, I know the proper height, so.
Let's see here. Mattel Ultimates hitting Walmart now. That's the Bianca, Kurt Angle, Bobby Lashley series. And I found them. Of course, I bought it off eBay for $50. I had a gift card.
What?
I had a gift card. I don't know what I was doing.
Dude, Troy's R Us. You gotta hit Troy's R Us on eBay, man.
It was the same price. It was the same price. Really? Yeah, well, I don't know, say 30. It wasn't 50. It was like... Okay. 38 with the tax and all that shit. But I had an eBay gift card burning a hole in my pocket. But of course, the next day I see it at Walmart, you know, so.
Some people are saying that they're seeing Roman Asuka already at Target.
What?
I don't believe that.
Oh my God. That'd be great.
But somebody had a picture out. I was like, I don't know, man.
I think it was Alex West Collects had a picture.
Did he have it?
Yeah, but I think he got it from Ringside with a bunch of stuff he found at Target. Like he had a Ringside shipment and then stuff he found at Target. I don't know if that's the same one.
Oh, all right. All right. So it wasn't. Okay. Got it.
That's hitting. And then also those legends, people are getting those legends series 22, I believe it is. That's Hogan, Jimmy Hart, Sheik. And
what are you doing, Phil? Are you going to keep going with legends or what, brother? Come on.
Andre is the other one. I'm not tempted yet. I'll see when I see him, you know. It doesn't help that there's nobody really in that series that I can get autographed, so.
Jimmy Hart,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart, it could. Yeah,
yeah, come on, darling.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on down to the beach shop, baby.
Have some taters and beans.
If you guys ever get the chance to meet Jimmy Hart, fucking do it. He
really?
Is sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So fun. Like, I went with Heather and Logan, and, like they just came along for, like, you know, to be supportive. And they had they loved meeting him. Like, he was so awesome. And yeah, he was great.
That's good. Yeah. Hopefully he's at WrestleCon.
Yeah, he's going to be at
WrestleMania.
He'll be at Squared Circle. Wink, wink.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. I was looking last night.
I don't think he's been announced yet for that. Has he?
He's on their website.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
man. I wish I wasn't so close to WrestleMania.
I know.
Dude, they all are. You got it's like Squirt Circle, the wrestling classic up near us, the big event, and then Mania. So that's a run right there. You got to be selective.
Yeah.
And somebody found I posted to our Instagram, which is the Fig Cave. It's the three-pack Hogan Target exclusive, which someone has already found. So a lot of stuff early in the, you know, what's the third day of the year? We already got new stuff hitting. So that's pretty cool. My Targets are barren, dude.
Yeah, mine looked like a bomb.
They've not stocked any of mine.
Yeah. So that's good.
See.
I like to see them go on sale in like a week like they used to do. You know, after like 1 week, they'll be on like half price.
I'd love to get that Hogan set and then send it in to, I thought Heroes Hideout was going to have another Hogan signing. They keep telling me that it's available, but it's not showing up on the site. But I would love to send in the three pack.
I think it was at the end of the year, wasn't it?
No, they delayed it, waiting for the new Hogan Pop to come out.
Ah,
if you can imagine them delaying something, they did. So
no, man, we're just no comment.
Shitting on everybody tonight. What? Would you get like a huge Hogan autograph on the front of that thing, that three pack? Just like let him go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's gonna unless he has a specific price to sign to do three different cigs.
Yeah, no.
Or something like that. Like, he's not going to do it like the Foley three pack. So, although I do have one more, I have one more Ultimate to get signed. So, well, maybe one, maybe two. We'll see.
You just need him to sign Hulk Hogan and Hollywood Hogan. That's it. You don't need all three. Like, there's no third signature, you know, but he probably will charge $300 for that.
What was I going to say? That hot dog tan looks real good. He looks like dark as that looks like Kenny Dinkins dark on there, man. What? I mean, looks like. Dark. Like Hogan was dark in his WCW days.
Oh yeah,
he was dark. Sure. I mean, he was like beyond tanning bed. You know,
I've got one pre-ordered. I kind of want to grab one to open. Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
Well, it's Target, so guaranteed that price. You know, just grab it at full price and wait for it to drop,
Or just go self-checkout.
That's why Bianca Roman and Kurt. I'm waiting. I see they're hitting Walmart, but I'm going to wait till they hit Target so I can, because they'll clearance them at some point.
Two Snickers bars. That's all I got. Foco Big Heads. We talk about these Foco guys every week. They're freaking pounding out some bobbleheads here. Foco Baron Corbin. They're running out of people. Baron Corbin bobblehead. Get it now for Christmas 2024. And Roddy Piper. So never been a big bobblehead guy. They're stupid.
No, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I like them. Yeah. I'm not going to order any of these, but I like bobbleheads. Like if we go to like a baseball game and they're giving them out or whatever, I'll grab them. Like I'll take one.
But, I will find somebody giving $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards and sell it to them. That's what they do at Citi Field. If you get something at the door, there's guaranteed somebody 30 feet away buying every one of them for a $5 Dunkin' card.
That's it. Wow.
Dude, we went to that home run derby thing that was at Dunkin' Donuts Park in Hartford. It was like this random MLB home run derby thing at a minor league stadium here. And they were giving away bobbleheads when you walked in. And there was a guy who grabbed one of Logan's friends and his dad because he had he brought a bag of other bobbleheads to trade people for the bobbleheads that they were giving out.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
This dude giveaways is a whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. There's some cool ones. Yeah, cool. I have the Smart Mark talks about it. I have the Dustin Pedroia with the WWE belt that they gave out away at the Red Sox.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That little guy? Don't worry about that little guy.
Yeah.
The Rudy Rudiger of Major League Baseball.
Absolutely. 100%.
He used to kill the Orioles, man.
100%.
Yeah, he was the only one that ever killed the Orioles, not their owners.
Really. Yeah. Yeah. That's it for news, guys. What should we do first? Want to do some predictions?
Oh, can I throw a quick thing in there? I don't know if you saw Travis Hotard. I got a bugget fly in my room. It's fucking the winter.
Oh, I did.
Travis Hotard
see this. Yeah.
Of Omega Level Toys and Comics is actually closing his brick and mortar and is having a pretty decent sale on his website. So support patron of ours, please.
And former Fig Cave guest.
Former Fig Cave guest.
And current Patreon subscriber.
Yep.
Let's find his website and give it out here. I didn't know he had a website.
I think it's a Square site. I would just go to his Instagram. He's got it listed right there at the top.
I just Googled it. It's omegaleveltoys.square.site.
That does suck that he's...
Rolls off the tongue.
I hate to see a physical brick and mortar toy store close, but I understand why he's doing it.
He had very odd hours. I talked to him about a lot up when he came to Boston for the Major Pod show, and he had like almost by appointment, and then some nights and most weekends. And I think it just with Whatnot and everything, I think it's just absolutely unnecessary for him to keep the location open.
Yeah, with rent and stuff. I mean, save all that rent, just get a storage locker or something. Yeah, good.
But I mean, dude, the fact that he kept a brick and mortar open through the pandemic, plus a year or two, is amazing. For a new business? Sure. Crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to his story when you guys had him on.
Yeah, he was a good guest.
He gets even deeper on the Major World Order. They interview him kind of after his Orlando appearance, and that's it's a pretty great story. A lot of shit that he did, especially opening that and getting it open, which he told some of that on here. But yeah, cheap plug for some friends.
Good dude. Let's get into our top five independent wrestling figures of the year. So this is anything that is not Mattel, not Jazzwares, just kind of the small business proprietors of the world. Several of we've talked about already on this show. So I don't know who wants to go first. Oh, Nick, you always go last.
Do you want to rank, or we just want to name five? Do you have yours ranked? Okay.
I did rank.
Okay.
Big
all right.
Rank guy. Yeah.
All right. Since it finally came out, my number five will be once Chella, now Epic, distributed by Figure Collections, will be Haku.
Nice.
Yes, the Haku
retro style.
I love that figure.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get that signed someday.
Really good.
Yeah, I can't wait for a Heels and Faces version, because I'm sure he's got them at some point. But this really does fit in with the old style. It's pretty perfect. So, and it's, you know, you're never going to get your dad, dude, as a retro. So, you know. That's what my dad looked like in his 30s.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you met him before?
I have. I almost cried.
He's so nice.
I was kind of tearing up, dude. He was so nice. It was like meeting one of my uncles.
Yeah, he thanked me, I think, 400 times while I was there for the 15 seconds to get a picture and an autograph with him. But
he immediately knew. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and he thanked me on the 8x10. He said, Tom, thank you, King Haku. Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. I met him, and he was like, he immediately kind of knew that I was Islander in some way. And I was like, how did you know this? Wow. And I was like, my dad's from Saipan. He was like, I wrestled there. And he had all these great stories.
Oh, so cool.
And he did follow me on Instagram, but I think he clicked my name follow by accident after I must have done something, because he does not follow me anymore. So it went from like the greatest day of my life to... Luckily, Francis from Pee Wee's Big Adventure still follows me for some reason.
That's good.
That's cool. Yeah.
Mark Horton, what's up? Shout out, one of our listeners, big listener.
Maybe one of the biggest badasses in like real life badasses, like in the 90s, 80s, 90s. Like, I don't think I would want to fuck with him.
No.
Just like a
real life dude. Survivor Series team would be him, Rick Rude, and like Regal.
Oh gosh.
In me, you know.
Yeah, and the Road Warriors, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good number five. Like that. I forgot about that figure. My teeth look so white on this webcam. My teeth are not this white. They look really white.
They do look really white.
Yeah, they're not white. I mean, I don't.
Well, let's do the tissue. Go grab a tissue. We'll do the tissue test.
I don't know what that is.
I guess the tissue is true white of what you're.
Oh, okay. You compare it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Am I doing all five? You don't want to go round robin?
Okay, let's go round robin. Tom, okay, you go number five.
My number five, the Effie Wrestle Something Wrestlers from Figure Collections. Just super toyetic. It's the Effie retro. You can take or leave. Well, you can pick which one you want, the Chase or the regular. But I think Jack over at Figure Collections did an amazing job with that. Just like I said, toyetic as hell. The jacket, the fishnets, they nailed the scan. So Effie, and I don't know a whole lot about Effie. I just know he's on GCW, and he shit on some. Oh, he shit on Ronda Rousey lately or recently. I love him for that. So
yeah, I do like that.
But yeah, cool to see some of these independent guys getting the figs, and that one just totally stands out to me.
Yeah, nice. I need to order this. I gotta definitely put an order in for this.
You can use
he's a super nice guy, man. I got to meet him, and he didn't feel right about charging us for a photo with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was like, I can't charge you guys to fucking take a picture. Fuck that. So
that's awesome.
Cool. What were you saying, Tom, about the 10% off?
Oh, I'm just saying you can order that at shop.figurecollections.com and use the code FIGCAVE for 10% off.
Yeah.
Next purchase is the Bischoff ring, and then maybe that'll be the one after that. I'm going to order that Bischoff ring before Bischoff signs. You never pre-ordered that?
I haven't pre-ordered it yet either.
No.
Oh, wow.
I've just been... I want to settle up a couple pay-in-fors first, then I'm on it.
I was actually going to see if anybody in the Fig Cave group, I'm going to put this out there now, wanted the ring. I'll keep Bischoff. You keep the ring. We'll split it 60-40 or something. And I'll pay for shit. I'll pay to ship the ring to you. But you pay for the ring. Cool. Let me know.
Cool.
Let me
ring, know. Especially if you're a WCW guy. I mean, that you need that if you're a WCW collector.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I put the ring from Kane last year, like, so quick.
Yeah.
I think I put it up Friday, and I was, like, shipping it Friday, like, Saturday morning.
My number five is going to be Nelson Frazier Jr., a.k.a. Mabel, from Grapplers and Gimmicks. Both of you look so pissed off.
I thought we had rules with this. No, I'm just kidding.
Ah, it's a good figure. I mean,
which version is this, though? Is this the one that they fell off the package, so he learned how to make Ziploc bags?
Not the cash grab. No,
he learned how to use a butter knife to seal a bag.
Just the figure itself. I think it looked good, even though he didn't have gold. He had yellow instead, but looked good. So it's a guy I've always wanted in figure form in the retro. I haven't bought it, but will I ever buy it? Probably not, but it looked really nice. So,
okay.
But number five, it's number five. You know, I had to put something on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number four, I'm going to stick with the, I'm going to go with wrestlers, Chelsea Green. I have the Major Players Chase, and it's the best female retro we've gotten so far. We're kind of talking about before we went on air. Like, Luna was, they tried, Bull Nakano, they just didn't quite figure out the height with the hair, but Chelsea's works. I mean, it lines up with the other one. It's a little wide, but I think all the retros are all kind of stout. If you
thick.
If we think back that way, so
stout.
Yeah, stout. Is that how you?
Women love when you call them stout.
The figure is stout, sir. The figure is stout. But yeah,
damn, you are stout.
Damn girl,
that's a stout bitch.
Damn, good. That's a huge. All right, that's good. Number four, we got three or four different companies already in these rankings, so that's good.
My number four is Nick's dad. I had Haku.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, let's see if I can pull this off the shelf. This isn't a wrestling figure. Tell me if this counts. This is my Macho Man Brawling Buddy or Buddy Brawler. I forget what it was called. I don't know why it took him so long to make this. This is like the Macho Man pillow kind of guy. You guys are not saying anything.
No, it's what it's going to be, the first of the nine different ones they do. But you know,
I do have a little bit of FOMO for not ordering that.
It's great. I mean, I love it. I mean, I keep it.
What are they going for on eBay right now? I'm curious. Like,
oh, I don't know. Look that up. That's a good call. It has the nose is like an extra piece, so it's not like. It looks detailed. I mean, I'm surprised it took them so long to do this. They got so many freaking micro brawlers. They can make these forever. Sting, Flair.
I was going to say, I hope they do a Flair.
Oh, they'll just definitely do a Flair. I'm surprised they haven't had more pre-orders for those. They've done the two Machos.
Give me this version of Flair.
Oh, man.
Like Royal Rumble 92 Bloody? Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
90, 100 bucks? Yeah, 90, 100. So it dropped, but it's still quite the investment. I mean, that's 4 times return. So,
or even that version of Flair, the black robe micro brawler.
Guys, what if this just hit me? What if we go to WrestleMania? The guy that plays Ric Flair in the Iron Claw is at WrestleCon. We have to get him on the fucking podcast, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the guy that plays Iron Sheik is living like Brett Azar. You could find anywhere.
Yeah. He does a ton of cons.
Anything within a 7-hour drive of Albany, he will be there.
Yep.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that's his meal ticket, you know?
But he was good, dude. He was a good Sheik.
He was good. He was one of the better guys on that show, for sure. Yeah. All right,
Haku was my number three. Four.
Yeah, okay, and I did the brawler.
Oh, okay. I will do Bruiser Brody from Heels and Faces. This was the pre-order one with the jacket and everything.
Nice.
FOMO.
So, awesome.
Looks really good.
This thing is awesome. The chain, the fur. I think it's just because he doesn't have rights to every picture and, you know, he pays what he... I don't love the photo or like the artwork on all of the heels and faces.
He has his eyes closed. Hold it up. Oh yeah, you know it looks better than the Andre the Giant one.
Yeah, the Andre where he's taking a shit is a tough one.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah,
great fig.
For number three, very topical for me. I had the Kerry Von Erich Power Town figure.
Very nice.
I had to throw a Power Town on there. I owe Power Town an apology because I said on the run in, I never thought they would actually make a product. It would never come out once they announced
That was a community feeling. Everybody felt that way. So
they're killing it. And I do. I have FOMO for that Kerry Von Erich. I'm debating on ordering that Diamond Collection one, but I don't think I'm going to do it just because it's not an actual attire. Can I say that I
don't love the crotches? That's the one. No, like that's the one thing. Like when I look at them, I don't mind the book cover, like presentation. The belts are unreal, at least in all the pictures. I've yet to actually see one in person. And I love they got rights to all the Reggie Parks titles.
Yeah,
but just like the crotches of these wrestlers like look odd to me. Like,
yeah,
I know it's hiding like the leg pegs and shit like that. But
yeah, I can see. That's my
one gripe. That's all.
You're picky about your crotches. Yeah, I can hear
crotch.
You know what you like.
Myself. Yeah. You know, I like a defined crotch. You guys have always known that about me.
This is number two or three from figure collections, but my number two is the Headbangers 2-pack. Just came out, right?
Wait, we're on number three, not number
number three.
My number three. Okay, okay. Number three is the Headbangers 2-pack figure collections retros from Jack at Figure Collections. He's doing some cool stuff.
That's my number two.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay,
perfect. Okay, now we're flowing into number two now. Nick.
I did send a unboxing video to Phil to put up on the YouTube, which I don't think he did yet. But
you did send me that.
I did.
And I'm going to send you the login to YouTube so you can put. No.
Perfect.
No.
Number two.
Oh man,
I do have an honorable mention that is not going to be in the top five, but this is definitely my number two. The Raven figure. I did not pre-order this, but when Tommy from Legal went to a Creative Pro show that Zombie was going to be at, I was like, dude, I need this right now. So he grabbed that for me.
That's nice.
Yeah. Great. Dude, I can't believe he paid the band for the rights to that shirt.
I just tracked down the band. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What did you say?
He tracked down the band from the t-shirt.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
they were probably like, "What? Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I'll take some money for something I'll never see." You know, I love that. That's a cool figure. That's your number two.
Yep.
And you did your number two. My number two is going to be the Sergeant Slaughter, Major Bendy. Got to give props to our buddies over at the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. They got the Major Bendies, they got the big rubber guys. I think they have some really cool ones coming out this year, so I'm sure those big rubber guys will be in this list next year. But I got the Sergeant Slaughter, kind of G.I. Joe-inspired packaging, you could say. Do you have that there with you, Nick?
No, I've not. Do I have any Slaughters? No, I did. I was kind of seeing which exclusive I wanted to get from which person.
Okay. Yeah, they're
some all of the people that I know exclusives are coming. It's like I want to wait. I don't want to get the original release. I want to kind of space out and see what I can grab.
That's sort of a wrestling collector shop exclusive.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Yep. Nice. Yeah.
They got that one and they got the Macho Man, which is big for them. I wonder why Ringside didn't get any exclusive, or maybe they just didn't want any. I don't know.
Well, they have Slaughter.
Ringside does?
Yeah, Ringside has their own Slaughter. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow, yeah. Hopefully they keep doing that. That's cool.
I think they're waiting until those are actually in stock, like because they didn't announce it until it was in stock. So I assume they're gonna probably do. I bet they have a Macho coming.
Yeah,
TTD actually put up a lineup of them, and I wonder if that's maybe like a Ringside exclusive Macho. My number one, Captain Joe shoes from Major Bendy's. If you meet this man, he is hilarious. He lives this gimmick. He might go to his shoot job in this gear.
I don't know what his shoot job is. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, we know. But... We know. First thing Tom asked him at WrestleMania. If you were there, you would know.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
You have to bring it up once an episode.
What,
Yeah. How else can we paint that story? How else can
yeah.
we?
True. Yeah. Yeah. It just comes up naturally in conversation. Yeah.
I thought about buying that figure solely because I hung out with him at WrestleMania. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems pretty cool.
Great guy. Good, great guy.
I do love that I have the first Captain Sign hat before he realized that he could go to Party City and buy hundreds of them and sell them at shows. I was like, well, yeah, dude, you could buy these. He's like, oh, really? Yeah. I said, people will definitely buy this.
Oh, from man. You smarted him up.
Yeah. It's actually right here. Tom. I'll pop it on for the rest of the pod, guys.
Do it, please.
I'm gonna pop it on, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It looks great, dude. Yeah. Those look good. Silver paint pen on the brim there. Yeah.
Did not take really well to paint pen to this plastic cap.
My number one is one that Nick already threw up there. It is the Brody Zombie Sailor toys figure.
Nice. Well, my number one is a Brody 2. I got Brody Power Town.
Brody Lee. Oh.
No. Brody. Bruiser Brody Power Town. That figure looks awesome. If I'm going to get one Power Town figure, it'd probably be him. I'm excited for that line in 2024. They got that Diamond exclusive Kerry Von Erich. Hopefully, we already heard the Series 2. We heard the Remco style Series 1. Hopefully they start pumping some stuff out, man, because they did a 180 for sure. People were dogging on them. Their figures were breaking, and they rescued themselves. I just want to know what happened to that big ship of figures that was defective. Where did they do with those?
Yeah.
Where are they? Sell me those. Yeah,
weird.
I'd buy them and keep them mint on card.
I'd buy them and open them. I just wouldn't do anything with them. I'd just leave it. And let it
exactly. They're probably be fine.
Leave it on display, right?
Yeah.
The timing of when those things came out, not doing the second pre-order, like I think they kind of fumbled that a little bit.
Yep.
But I'm pumped to see more of those things. My one weird thing, I don't want to make fun of them too much. This carries is limited to 2,000. How many did they sell of the first wave?
Yeah.
Of each guy?
Yeah.
That number seems odd to me, but I don't know. But with the popularity of Iron Claw, hopefully they sell out.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, if Jazzwares is doing one of 3,000, you know, I can't see them selling close to that. So, but yeah, like you said, with the movie, you never know. Yeah. He's probably the most popular of all the guys in that series, as far as big name notoriety.
Oh yeah. So,
yeah. All right, good number five. If we miss anything, give us a shout. Tell us, tweet us, DM us. Tell us what you think. It is cool. I mean, this time last year, we didn't have a lot of these companies. A couple of them have shut down, but I think the bigger ones, the best ones, are doing their own thing. They all have their kind of little niches now, whether it's a retro figure, a bone cruncher, whatever. I think everybody's doing their own thing, which is good, and I think it's just going to get us more and more stuff from all these people that get released and older guys and some of these guys that are on the circuit getting autographs. It's good, you know. I'm surprised nobody signed Tito Santana, man. That guy's always doing autograph signings. Doesn't have shit to sign.
He's in Wave 2 of Power Town.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Okay.
That's good. That's right. Perfect.
Quick shout out to Big Rubber Guys. I didn't want them at first. I saw them. I was like, that's a cool announcement. I don't need them. And then I'm kind of glad I got Matt and Brian. So
I kind of wish I got Demolition. Not going to lie.
I got a little FOMO there as well.
Yeah. And the price they're way too high on eBay. Yeah.
That's crazy. Good for them, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's an audience that if people missed out on it, you know. They're going to be willing to pay if they're you know LJN collectors from back in the day.
Do you guys think that the Bulldog set will sell as much as Demolition, or do you think it's just because Demolition is so toyetic and so such like a legendary tag team? I mean, they're not as good as LOD, but they were pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they have the fans that Demolition has, or there is Toyetic. You know, I think people probably grabbed it because they're so Toyetic.
I think it's the same niche. I just think that more people are going to be into it, so it's going to be not. It's, you know, it's going to be less. There's getting more abundant.
Hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Right on. I can't wait to get the flare.
Let's go over some predictions for 2024.
Is this wrestling or figs?
This is wrestling figs.
Okay, just to make sure.
I mean, you could throw anything out there. I wouldn't be opposed to anything you have to say, man. Yeah. You know, take me on a little journey.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever you want. My thought is I think Power Town and Heels and Faces by the end of the year are going to be the two companies and figure collections, I would say, because they're doing their own thing. And it's kind of separate from those guys. But I think for the retros, Zombie Sailor, for the 6-inch Power Town, those guys will be the kind of leading forces in the industry as far as independent companies going into 2025.
Will we see Zombies for a 6-inch?
I was going to say the same thing.
I would like to see Zombies 6-inch.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. Don't pull that audio out of there.
55-48.
Stupid.
Right. Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe late summer, maybe we finally see something. He's got to get one out so we can kind of see if that's a road we want to go down with that.
We don't have a pre-order yet, so I don't think we do, really. Do we? Unless he's going to do the in-hand thing and just have
him ready. He made it sound like he has his numbers. Like, he kind of... How he's gonna do his orders, like, based on how the other things sold. So he kind of knows what his market is.
Hmm.
Oh, so good for him. I love it.
I'm excited.
I think those will sell really well.
And do we see the Impact figures by the end of the year from Power Town?
I think TNA. I think we see a pre-order. I don't think we see the actual. They don't even know who the lineup's gonna be yet, right?
No, I said the pre-order was going to be April, I think.
It could also be Brian in their ear, like, "Hey, let's get these things, far along," because that's what killed the line before. That's what killed the last attempt at Impact figs.
Mm.
Like, let's get these far along before I actually do the pre-order, and that's just going to be based on numbers.
We didn't even talk about the rumors of Impact and WWE having some sort of partnership. I don't even know what that would look like or what that would entail. Is that going to be a real thing in 2024?
I'm wondering if it's going to be something like Forbidden, like New Japan and AEW with the the Forbidden Door stuff.
You think so?
Where, like, I mean, we saw Mickie James in the Royal Rumble 2 years ago with the Impact titles. They've already got like a hot dog and handshake deal, I think.
Even when they sent Christian over to do the Hall of Fame induction, right? Did he do something? I think they're going to be on the network, right? Are they going to be part of Peacock or something? Is that what they said?
Endeavor's Impact? Network, I think.
Yeah. So,
but not on Peacock, I don't think.
Okay.
Endeavor's got some kind of streaming thing, I think, and I think that's what they're going to be on.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that what Fight Pass is now, or is that its own?
I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't watched the UFC in so long, man.
So many different things. I don't think it's going to be like the AEW thing, because I don't think there's any names that could debut, show up on Raw that people would really know or care about. I mean, you have a lot of good wrestlers there. I just don't think it's you have The Rock coming back on Raw. What are you going to do next month? You're going to have somebody from TNA come on, and like, it's going to have to be some sort of invasion thing or tournament.
Just do showcases. Just to let them keep their product. Just do a showcase. Every time you put, you can't do champions versus champions ever. Besides the fact that it's just not, no offense, it's not on the same level as WWE. But it always makes one look worse.
Right.
Remember when they did the 205 matches on Raw and would change the ropes or whatever? Like, do something like that. Like, the first match of the night is a TNA match or something, and get your two guys that can go the best and go. Or, I mean, really, the Royal Rumble is your best opportunity to get, like, a four or five of those guys involved. But
or maybe you just see one or two of those guys on NXT here and there.
Yep.
Yep. You got enough shows to do something with. But I think the Royal Rumble is going to be so packed this year. They don't need anybody else. They don't need legends. Nah. They don't need anybody. I mean,
what about God.
Hell, let them shoot there. You could change the NXT setup to just let TNA shoot there.
Right?
Yeah. Cool.
For sure.
What about like back? Remember back in the day in the 90s, like it was like the Rock and Roll Express would show up on Raw because they had like a working agreement with, I forget what territory it was or whatever.
Smoky
and then, like,
Mountain there, yeah.
Smoky Mountain, yeah, exactly. That's where the Heavenly Bodies ECW came too. From, right? Yeah, and then I was going to say, ECW and then later too. On it was ECW. So maybe it's just something like that for a little while, you know?
I can see that. That'd be cool.
One other thing we forgot to mention on the news. I was just scrolling through Instagram. Steve Ozer, friend of the show. He posted a picture of the Legends 21, but at the bottom of it, he said, "We've got two more yet to be revealed Hulkamania 40th anniversary figures coming to WWE Legends in 2024. Which versions of the Hulkster are you hoping to see?"
Ooh.
More Hogans.
What? Isn't this one the Ichiban? This is like the Japanese for Hogan, right?
Yeah.
We have two already. We have one in this series that's out in stores now, then the Ichiban one.
Yeah.
Two more legends or two?
It said two more. It says two more versions yet to be revealed in 2024 for Hogan.
I gotta think there's gonna be more than two. Christ. You got the three pack, you got the two legends already. You're gonna have some ultimates
Just for Legends. Just in the Legends.
Just line. For Legends. I don't know what they haven't done yet, man.
I mean, we haven't gotten a full 1990 Hulk rules, Hulk rules bandana, Hulk rules tank top, Hogan with the winged eagle.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think about. That's like the Hogan that when I close my eyes at night.
Yeah.
Every night, that's the Hogan I think of. Desert Storm Hogan kind of.
I can't think of what else though that we would need.
I want the one where he's got the wig when he was shooting the movie with Shannon Tweed that was like on TNT, and he suddenly had like the full head of hair. Yeah. No. It's like something Alcatraz, like or Escape from Devil's Island or something like that, or Assault on Devil's Island.
That's a Three Ninjas movie, dude. Hold on, Three Ninjas.
No, look up Hulk Hogan Shannon Tweed.
High Noon at Mega Mountain. All right, let me do Shannon Tweed. Shannon Tweed used to be on USA Network late night, right? Assault on Devil's Island. How do you know this?
There you go.
TV
movie. Dude, but
zoom in and look at Hulk's hair, dude.
Oh my gosh, it looks like Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
Carl Weathers in there, dude. Making a difference.
Oh man,
I watched Happy Gilmore last week. And I was like, I love fucking Chubbs.
Oh dude, he's great. He's great.
Give that shit up. So good.
Give that shit up. You're gonna focus on golf.
Let's see. What about existing brands like AEW? Are we just gonna bury them? I think Supremes are dead, or they need a whole revamp. And will the vault open before July?
Yes, that's the key. I think you got to use this vault a little bit strategically to get some stuff out. I would love a Tony Storm, Timeless Tony Storm, in like a black and white packaging. I'm sure they'll do that.
That'd be cool. Kill a ringside figure.
That'd be cool if they did a black and white packaging, but also made her figure black and white. Like just did a whole black and white element to it. That would be sick.
Yep. Yeah. Now they have a lot. They have a lot of work to do for sure. I mean, we haven't heard anything new, but we were talking about how you get these two lines, so they're going to have a set out every month. Like, what is going on right now? Since we talked about it a couple months ago, it hasn't been anything announced or nothing new. It's like, what is going on?
Well, two weeks ago we talked about like the AEW figures. Like the pool was so small because they'd only really put out like four sets total all year.
Yeah, so. I think they'll do a Will Ospreay. They'll do a Jay White. So those are two guys that have never had American wrestling figures before. So that'll be cool.
I still don't understand how the Acclaimed don't have figures in hand yet.
It's baffling. I mean,
they're next, right?
Yeah, but
luckily Tony Khan has totally fucked that momentum up. I mean, they were the biggest thing in wrestling for like a month there. Remember?
Yep.
It was crazy. Kiboshed. Like this, kiboshed. Right? Yeah. What? I don't hear anything about them anymore.
Trios champs.
Trying to make the trios belts matter, but it's
oh tough. Yeah, true. Yep. Trios, international trios belts, TBS trios belts. Oh my god. I don't know. They're gonna have to do something. They got to really. I don't think they have the focus. We talked about this on wrestling figures over there because they got Pokemon and Squishmallows and stuff. So they're probably happy with the numbers they're doing. They're just not gonna do much innovation. You know, they're just gonna kind of keep it simple. Whereas Mattel is constantly pushing the envelope. I mean, look at the stuff behind me and you, Nick, with this boxes, this artwork coming out. Yep. It's just they're constantly upping their game. Oh, here we go. This guy's here. Yeah. Oh yeah. Autograph Ultimates up there. Look at that. Yeah. It's a whole new world, man. But I'm hoping Jazzwares has some kind of rebound. I think the vault will be a good way to get some stuff out and not clog the pegs.
I think they need to get that thing on, open, and selling something so they can do like some little bit of beta testing, make sure shit works. I'll keep saying, I know I said like 10 times on this pod already, but let's just get it open.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're selling old shit on there, you know?
Right. Just so you
get
can
these
test
things
it.
Back and clearance them out. The shit you would have sold to Ollie, sell them on there for $7. Who cares?
Yep.
I think you got to get away with from the Walmart exclusives. It's not working. They're just.
I think of that. Yeah, everywhere. That number, man. The six to a case is insane.
It makes you look weak. It makes you look like you're garbage by like just people don't want it. It's never. And Walmart never puts anything on clearance. I did buy an inflatable Santa today, 8-foot Santa for $24.
The Eddie Kingstons are hitting clearance at mine.
Yeah. What are?
Eddie Kingston. I think they're $13 right now.
Oh, jeez. My Walmart's never clearance toys out, man. Jesus.
Well, I funny. I'd ask the lady. I go, yeah, maybe they shouldn't send six to a store. She goes, you have no idea how many cases of those are sitting in the back right now.
Oh, no.
I was like, gosh. Four? She's like, she kind of agreed with four. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
No store. No state needs 24 Eddie Kingstons.
No. Except New York, baby.
Yeah.
Any predictions from Mattel? I mean, I don't know what they're doing so much stuff, not to kiss their ass too much, but they're just constantly the innovation they'll think of is way more than I could just sit here and think of. You know, I guess
you could kind of maybe some wants that you want. Like I would Gigi and JC sold so well that I need to see them in the Elite line. And then I need Miz as an ultimate.
Mm.
I need that this year.
I need new blood from Mattel. Like I love Hogan. I love Macho Man. I love Warrior. But I want some like guys that we would never expect to see in the Legends line. Like let's bury some hatchets and get some guys under contract here that of guys like we wouldn't expect to see in the Legends line or flashbacks or whatever. Some of the old school guys. Just it's the same. It seems like it's the same guys over and over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes. To make that Legends line more exciting because it's going to be a constant target. You know, there's going to be six or seven waves of it. It's going to have to be some different people.
Yeah,
you know, you can't do a Hogan in every single set. Yeah, just like
even if they just sign up to hey, we can make 6-inch figures of you.
Right,
you can continue to make brawlers and sell your T-shirts on PWTs. But we just want rights to this and this.
And here's XYZ%.
Yes. Because these guys are smarter to it. They, you know, they know that that's, you know, they want shit that they can have signed. So
exactly. Yep.
And the more shit they can sell at their tables, I mean, it helps WWE to support these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Throw them some figs to get signed and a few bucks and these guys will be happy.
As far as Ultimates, I mean, we're already getting that NWO 2-pack Hall and Nash. That's something I've been wanting for a while. I want some Steiner Brothers, like Michigan Steiner Brothers Elites or Ultimates in 2024. Sorry. Also, non-wrestling, I really want to stop collecting G.I. Joe figures or figure out what I'm doing with those. Sorry, Nick.
The one thing that's not on sale on Omega sale is G.I. Joe Classifieds.
So is it time for weekly purchases then?
Phil? It is. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Weekly. Roll right into it.
There goes the money.
More than meets the eye. No, I mean, I love the G.I. Joe figures. I just don't have them displayed, and it's kind of a bummer. But so focusing more and not focusing, even though I just bought a Stardust Elite from Chad Miller 15 minutes ago, I am going to really scale back on Elites, like less than 20 a year. Like, because the Ultimates are just taking over my life, and in a good way, you know, so...
Yeah, I like to get about 3/4 of mine on eBay, the Elites.
You are going
just
to?
I want to just do Superstars Ultimates and then, you know, Elites of guys that will never be made. That way I can have at least, you know, the Elites that will have guys that will never have Ultimates. So I can get them like the signed.
Goon. Like the
mistake.
Goon.
Big mistake. Yeah. He should have been the fourth figure on the new gen ring.
Ooh,
Who else do you guys think who else would be a cool ultimate like that we haven't had yet? I agree with Miz. That's a great one.
I could see them making another Shinsuke, honestly.
I could probably see Braun. Undertaker. A better Undertaker would be
CM Punk.
I didn't talk about that. Jesus, yeah.
I would say Braun. Coliseum collection, you could start working in. I think you get Macho back, but you could do Ricky Steamboat. As we talk about Andre, Heenan could all sneak into the Ultimate line, especially now that you have most of the mold from Andre's regular Ultimate. Kurt Angle's back. Oh, wait, he just had the Ultimate. I say Kurt Angle allegedly is going to be doing some more stuff at WWE.
Yeah.
Give me a Vince McMahon. Give me a Vince McMahon Coliseum collection.
Oh, yeah. Give me both. Yeah. Yeah, I'd buy those in a heartbeat. I love the 2-packs, love the 3-packs they're doing. I love, you know, the new retro ring coming out. Shows that they're going to come out with some cool retros this year. Mattel's just rolling, man. I mean, I think focus on that Legends line. I love that WrestleMania 10 ladder set we're going to get in about a month or so. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come with, like, pay-per-view themed, like... Like, give me a screw job, 2-pack. Fuck.
I mean, that's a killer way to do to go back. You know, the 2-packs, which were kind of hit or miss. Like, I have most of the Mattel ones. I think that's a cool way to do it. Is a moment like that with a little bit of a display piece.
Yep, for sure.
So,
you right, Tom? You take a piss?
Yeah, I was trying to do it on the DL through the chat thing, but yeah, if you call me out, I'm gonna go piss real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, you can cut this out, right? Tom's going to pee. We'll do some weekly purchases. That's brought to you in part by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. You can use code FIGK for 10% off. I got my shipping for my son, but I'd probably be our first wrestling figure of the year coming through the door tomorrow. Top picks, Logan Paul is coming in. I was hoping to get that for Christmas for him. But that could be a birthday present, I guess. But that looks like a cool figure.
Yeah, I think of that. Asuka pre-ordered separately through Collector Shop, so we get those when we get those. Yeah.
What do you think about Paul Bearer gone off of Ringside? Not there anymore. Neither is the Jey Uso. They're both sold out.
They'll both get restocks. I think everybody's freaking out and they're overpaying, but. They're also hitting stores. I know Tommy from Legal caught the mainline, the common Paul Bearer already hit Connecticut.
Oh, really?
So yeah, that set has hit like 3 or 4 stores in Connecticut, at least where we live down here already.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna buy and sell to Paul to Tommy here for at least double
for the Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
I got a plan for Paul Bearer already.
Got a plan.
Oh, you do? Okay. Huh?
Plan. Okay. Got a plan. All right. We got some friends that are getting those in stock soon.
Got it.
Oh yeah. Don't tell them.
Don't tell them.
Are we going
to... No.
Are we doing weekly purchases? Are we going to roll with the music?
I didn't put that music in.
It's okay.
We can do this.
This is still...
I still got that in there from the draft.
The draft? That's still good. All right, well, let me do my grail piece here. You probably can see it in the background. I don't know.
Yeah, what you got over there?
This is about half of what it usually goes for. Somebody was randomly selling it in the Major Brothers Facebook group. I think Mike Lana. No, Chris Clary was the one that tagged me. Macho Man robe. It was a Toys R Us exclusive. Box is in really good shape. I'm never going to open this.
No, put it on. Let's see.
Yeah, put it on.
Put it on. Rip it open, dude. Rip it open. We're just kidding. You really didn't have to. No.
It was already open.
Okay.
But it's never been worn. So I was like, I don't care. It was $75 versus $250 on eBay. I'm like,
what was that? What it's worth now? Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's expensive, dude.
Holy shit. What it costs back.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah. So I was all about that life. And it's something I wanted for, I mean, obviously a big Macho Man collector, as you can see behind me, and something I didn't have. So I got that. Speaking of G.I. Joes, I got Mutt and Junkyard. I do remember Nick from the cartoons.
Yeah, I remember these guys. I had those figures as well.
Who was Junkyard in your set?
Might have been
Rick Rude, maybe? Looks a little like Rick Rude.
Was he one of you know who was Rick Rude? Was Dr. Mindbender, dude. I don't know why. It was the mustache. Even though he was bald.
Doll looks great. The balls on that thing.
It's like Triumph the Insult Dog.
It does look like Triumph.
I'll probably give this away. This is a my mom bought this for my son. This is a Braun Breaker Elite Chase. It's ripped on the back here. He wanted the pink one, but she got this from Amazon, so I just did a little swapsie with her, but I didn't see that it was ripped, so I don't know if I'll keep it or just sell it or give it away to a Patreon. How about this?
There you go.
Next person who listens to this episode, you sign up for Patreon. The next person to sign up for Patreon gets this figure. Ooh. There you go. I don't care if it's $1, $3, $10, whatever you want.
I think it should be the $3 tier. Just for a month. They can drop to one.
$3 for, there we go. $3 for a month. You get the bonus episodes. You get the extra giveaways. You get all kinds of stuff.
So if you need Braun Breaker, it just paid for itself.
A free figure. Yeah, free figure. I'm going to ship it loose because the package is messed up.
Boom.
That is it. I got a bunch of stuff coming from eBay. I made some drunk kind of New Year's purchases with some gift cards. So that'll be coming.
WNBA cards? You still collecting those?
Those are Desert Storm cards. They are the two things I'm still.
I know you have all the links already, right? The links.
I think I'm going to do what you're saying. Man. I think I'm going to this weekend. I'm going to pound it and put a bunch of stuff up on eBay of like extras and stuff I need to clear out of here because people in the Facebook groups are not buying it. I don't know if people are just.
It's a bad time to sell, so you put everything out there, and if it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, you know, just wait.
There you go.
But that's what it is right now. There are no bites on people in groups and shit like that.
Oh, I have two more things.
It's so easy to sell on eBay right now, too.
Yeah. Oh, the scan, it writes your description. Yeah.
Yeah. AI.
Did I talk about this the other week?
The only problem is the buyers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Our buddy Darius went to, I think he's got family up in Pittsburgh area, so he goes up there around the holidays, and there's a store up in Pittsburgh. I think it's D&E Collectibles, maybe? Darius will correct me. But he sent me pictures like, dude, you want this Kurt Angle Danbury Mint plate? I was like, yes, I do want that. I like on the back it says, not for food, may poison food. It's always good.
Good
only
know.
Thing you want to play for is to put food on, but yeah, I couldn't turn this down. And then this is like a little Macho Man stamp from like the 80s.
Nice.
So you saw there that you in the case, so grabbed them both for me for pretty good prices, and just little extra additions to the Kurt Angle and the Macho Man collection. So that's it. Thank you, Darius.
Join the
Patreon, please, and you get a free Braun Breaker. Give it to your kid.
Nick, you want to go next?
Mine are really quick this week. I think all same, I got.
I only got two things.
Wow, I thought TikTok I was going to have the least.
Shop. Pro Wrestling Tees, their TikTok shop had these Hangman pages for $8.
Oh, my shit.
So jeez. I bought a pair of those.
$8 shipped? How? Yeah.
Dude.
It's was free. It free shipping?
And a lot of stuff. And the thing was discounted.
Oh, my gosh.
It was insane. So I jumped on that, And I can't think of anything else I got.
Wow.
This week.
Wow, this is
crazy. Oh, I bought the superstars, Matt Bryan and the ref.
Mm.
Oh, cool.
The three standalones, and not the Smart Mark, but Nick Kirscher in the Major Pod Facebook group. So I bought them like $30 shipped for all three.
Oh, perfect.
Because I think I'm going to open most of my superstars. So might as well have those guys cool. too.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of superstars, somebody got me the Ravishing Rick Rude, but forgot it when we saw each other this weekend.
Oh, no. What a doucher.
And he spilled a Truly all over me.
Oh, Truly.
I spilled all over your seat.
Truly, what year was this? 2018? 2018?
It was very limited at this rink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although fair price, $8 for tall beers and seltzers.
That's student ID,
they got $5 Miller Lights.
Oh, dude, I'm going back to college.
I can't believe students got a cheaper beer.
Yeah. Smart.
But yeah, Rick Rude's here somewhere. You'll get him eventually.
Sorry. I know where you live.
Oh, I also secured an extra Blue Boots Hogan.
Oh man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have not seen that anywhere.
I haven't seen it either.
That's my third. I traded one away already.
Damn. I have a buddy.
I did just see the Drew and Nakamura basics today. So I think you're right. Somebody beat me to the GG
and JC.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever seen anybody from that set. So. They're hitting too. People want those.
I got two things this week. From which, by the way, I know we're pimping out the Patreon a lot here. If you sign up for Patreon, you get a 15% discount code to jjfigures.com. And I grabbed, I'm trying to rebuild my DX army. So I got Triple H in China off of there.
There you go.
I just need Billy Gunn now. I got X-Pac and Road Dogg already. And now I got China and Triple H, so I just need to grab a Billy Gunn loose. I got Billy Gunn behind me signed, but I need one loose to throw in the Detolf behind me.
Oh, you do have it's cool.
Yeah,
that Billy Gunn was hard to find.
I know. I have a feeling I'm going to end up having to pay.
It was not hard to find, like around here, but I didn't know that. I mean, I had no idea that was going to be so expensive, but it was the first one that came out, right?
Yeah.
So people probably slept on it and then they had to go. Yeah, that's probably drove it up.
Yeah. Got it. So, but that's all I had.
Light week.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll have more next week. What do you guys think about the NFL playoffs here? Are you rooting for my Ravens? Please. It's a good team, man. Fun team to watch. Really, nobody dislikable on that team, man. Like, right? Lamar's so lovable.
I'm gonna pull up Yahoo Sports here, and I'm gonna look who's in the playoffs.
Oh no, Chargers!
It's not the Chargers.
The Ravens are the only one that are like locked in right now, aren't they?
No, I think the Dolphins and Bills are playing for the division.
Yeah,
I think the Chiefs are locked in.
Are they?
I think. Yeah.
It just seems like the Chiefs aren't doing good. Oh, yeah, they are locked in. Browns are locked in.
Yeah, Browns are locked in. I don't know if
the... Oh, man, you're going to hate me. I think I got to cheer for the Browns just because they're such an underdog.
Yeah.
Lions. I'm going for the Lions.
Lions. I like the Lions.
Like
Go ahead, Tom.
I was just going to say, I like a good underdog story. I always cheer for the underdog, unless it's the Patriots. So, and a lot of the teams that are in the playoffs right now, I hate. So, I don't hate, but I can't cheer for it. Like Dolphins, Bills, I can't cheer for them.
No.
So, I got to go for the Browns or the Lions.
Dolphins are trash, man. They got smoked by the Ravens.
They're frauds, like the Cowboys.
Yeah, they once they get to like somewhere it's not like 80 degrees and sunny, they just fold like a cheap chair.
Yeah, the Eagles are frauds too.
Yeah, they're not. This is a year for the Ravens because the
tattoo, huge Eagles fan. He's like, we're done.
Who's that?
My uncle has like the old school shield eagle on his shoulder.
Oh, and
he's
cool.
He's like, yeah, we're done. Dead of the water.
Nah, I mean, there's not too many teams. I think right now the Rams are playing pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play them.
49ers.
We'll see. Yeah.
Man, the Saints, Chad Miller Saints are still alive.
Who, yeah, who's going to win that division? That's it, Saints and Buccaneers this weekend?
Yeah, they're both 8-8. And then the Falcons are right there at 7-9.
Jeez.
Yikes. Nice. Yikes.
I cannot stop looking at these pictures of Hogan with long hair in this movie, dude. You mess with my brain.
Patriots chosen the number two pick, though.
That is good. Who do you want? You want a quarterback?
Yeah, Caleb Williams. Quarterback. Caleb Williams. Give me Caleb Williams.
He won't be there, but
no, I don't think so. Although the Bears have the first pick, and I have a buddy who's a Bears fan. We were talking about this today. He wants them to keep Fields and not draft a quarterback. He wants them to draft Harrison, and so he could be there. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably trade that pick, but then you're not going to get Harrison if you trade out of that first pick.
Unless you trade to like 3 or 4, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. The CBS has you guys taking a quarterback at number 3, I guess, trading down.
Yeah. Trade down 1? Yeah.
I know.
Maybe that's just a prediction of like where they're going to end up because they have the Jets.
True, yeah. And yeah, they got the Commanders at number 2. They're awful. Yeah, it sucks. The Ravens are always so good. We always have such a crappy draft pick, man.
It's usually what happens with the Patriots. Not this year.
I don't know.
I'm just looking at the standings of the league. It's because obviously I did not pay attention to football at all this year, and Jesus Christ, just like the top people just beat the shit out of some really bad divisions. Like you said, Miami's not good, but.
Yeah,
the Jets and the Pats are in there, so it's you're going to reel off some wins there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I thought you're going to be like my dad when he looks at, wait, when did the Cardinals move to Arizona? What?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, my dad.
I will say I hate that the Rams and the Chargers have the same colors.
I do dislike that.
I always look at the Rams logo, and I'm like, oh, that's the Bolts. Nope, that's not the Bolts.
I do the same fucking thing. And they play in the same arena or field, whatever you want to call it, stadium.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's so confusing.
I don't care for it.
Okay, don't enjoy it. enjoy football this weekend, guys. Enjoy. We got a big storm coming this way on Sunday. I think it is.
Not me, pal. Headed to Orlando.
Oh, that's right. You're going to report back next week on the Major Pod Live Show. That's on Saturday. Yes.
Sunday. Okay. Sunday.
Sunday. They got some big guests, they said. Some big old guests.
Allegedly, yeah.
Ooh.
Heath Slater announced, which Heath, I want to drink a beer with Heath, man. I can't wait.
John Cena's dad again.
John Cena's dad.
Oh, we got outro music?
Yeah, man.
Oh, what? Nice. This song is almost like a video game version of Alicia Keys' New York.
It's the same thing as our intro, just
without
Kurt Angle in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the meme guy?
The meme guy? I think that's it for this week, guys. Great show.
Wash your hands.
Join the Patreon.
Wash your hands. Yeah, join the Patreon. Support us. Starts at $1 per month. And let me know if you guys sign up and want this Bron Breakker figure. It's for you. My son's going to be pissed. He wants it. Like, bro, you just got fucking 10 wrestlers for Christmas. And you have a Bron Breakker.
What a mark.
I know. He's such a mark.
Every week, man.
Yeah. All right.
Proves me right.
All right. We're going to jump on Twitch. We're going to jump all over the place and play some video games. We'll talk to you guys next week. Stay classy.
Indeed.